Mark is listening to the show. Thank you, Mark. He tweets in, please have Jake post the Tony Meola interview.
No.
I need some more grief therapy this morning.
No, not gonna.
I think Tony Meola made you guys feel a little bit better, didn't he? A
little bit.
Or Jake, did he make you feel worse?
You know, I don't think it swayed me either way. A little better, maybe. Like maybe. Nate said, misery, loves company. So I think the talk I had with him before he went on the air was pretty solid and made me feel better. Plus, he's going to send me some new keeper gloves.
How did that work out? Did he offer that or did you ask or demand it?
I told him how much I loved the last ones that he sent me. And so he's like, send me your address again. I'll send you another box.
I GK1. Mean, fishing for a present. Oh. Hey, I love these gloves that are worn out now that you gave
they're
me.
They're awesome.
I wish I could somehow get another pair. I don't know how, though.
I could probably buy them on the internet, but I'm a cheap
bastard. Yeah, you probably could.
Cheap bastard.
But you have your ways.
Right.
Very good. You know what?
You know what?
That's being an opportunist.
Absolutely.
I get it.
Absolutely. Props to me.
Why don't you introduce our next guest, Nate?
Well, maybe he can make us feel a little bit better, too.
I hope he makes you feel better.
For those of us that love Sporting Kansas City, maybe Sporting can make us feel better with a win tonight in Houston, Texas, where Seth Sinovic is. Good morning, Seth.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Seth, thank you for coming on the show. Now, Nate has been, these are his words, he's described himself as heartbroken, distraught, and so we've
devastated.
So we've been trying to get him through this show, navigate our way through his emotions. Do you have any kind words for Nate Buchady that might make him feel better this morning?
I wish I did. I think I'm as devastated as he is. The World Cup is just such a cool, like, unifying nationwide event, and I'm extremely sad to miss out on it. I'm just as bummed as he is. But on the sporting front, we got a huge game tonight against Houston and fighting for a playoff position and to clinch a playoff berth. So sporting wise, we're doing good. But the U.S. that one hurt last night.
And that is good for, especially for Kansas City soccer fans, that they could turn right around and focus their energies on Sporting Kansas City, because many times when your favorite team loses, like, say, for instance, say when the Chiefs lost in the playoffs, the Chiefs fans had nowhere to go but to think about that damn game for weeks and weeks, and now soccer fans can focus on Sporting. But I did want to ask you, we've asked everyone that's been on the show this, what do you think the ramifications are for U.S. soccer having been eliminated from the World Cup last night?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely hurts. I've heard some things about how this affects MLS and how it negatively affects MLS, and I honestly think it couldn't be more opposite. I think MLS is strengthen soccer in the region, not only U.S., but a lot of the other CONCACAF teams. You see a lot of the other teams that got results last night, tons of MLS players were involved in that. So I don't know if that's indirectly hurting our team just by other teams getting better, but I think in general the CONCACAF region is getting stronger, us included. And I think MLS has a huge role to play in that. Whenever you have failure and such a massive failure like this, it forces you to kind of rethink things, look at things in a different way, and explore different options. And hopefully it's something we can end up building from. The only problem is it just takes so long for another World Cup to come around. So it's hard to see it that way right now. But I think in the long run, this is it has to be something that we learn from and can progress going forward.
Hey, we're visiting with Seth Sinovic. He and Sporting Kansas City are taking on the Houston Dynamo, as he just said a second ago, in what is a game with massive playoff implications. You can watch it tonight on Fox Sports Kansas City at 7 o'clock. You can listen to it on our sister station, 99.3 FM. But Seth, you're a guy who came up through the youth soccer system here in Kansas City. You were a walk-on at college, which means you didn't your talent didn't get identified the way it should have. And then you had to work your way on at the MLS level as well. which means your talent, even after college, didn't really get identified the way that it should have. And I've heard a lot of takes and seen a lot of takes this morning about how youth soccer needs to change the way that we develop and identify talent, and the pay-to-play model's got to go. Do you have any strong feelings as a product of the youth soccer system in America? Does something need to change at that level? Should this shake us up all the way down to how kids are being taught and identified?
Honestly, I'm not knowledgeable enough to speak too much on that. I don't know the system as well as a lot of people do. I think from when Matt and I were growing up, the system has already changed drastically. There's quite a few more players playing. There's a lot more money being pumped into the system. And I think it's going to be sooner than later that we're going to have a pipeline of extremely talented players come through. It just takes time. I mean, the academies have only been around for 10 years, if that. I mean, it takes time for players to run through the systems and things like that. So what we'd like to see, I think, is our youth national teams to start to succeed on the higher levels. And, you know, the U17 World Cup's going on right now, and there's a couple of sporting players in there, and they're off to a good start. So I think once we see those youth teams start to succeed a little bit more, that may be a foreshadowing of the talent coming up through the system. But it's hard for me to say as far as the pay-to-play and all that stuff. I'm not too familiar with that.
Seth Sinovic is our guest, and Seth, this is a stupid question. I don't know. I've never been in your shoes, so I don't know what it's like for you guys. You mentioned how upset and heartbroken you are today. You guys have a club game tonight. Does what happened last night, even though you're not involved other than emotionally, does that have any carryover effect for you or any of the guys? Do you have to set it aside, or is it good to have to go play a game tonight? Anything like that in terms of what happened last night affecting you guys tonight in your game?
No, I don't think that shouldn't affect any of us at all. I would compare it to like the Chiefs or KU basketball or something like that losing for me, where I'd be upset about it, but in the end, it's you know, I've got a job to do, and that's something I'll have in the back of my mind or out of my mind by game time. So
you know, it might feel something, you know, like Rockers losing to Aquinas 2-1 and 2 overtimes like they did last night.
Jeez. Oh boy.
I heard about that, but
I apologize for that, Seth. I'd like to shut his microphone off. I don't understand.
Some of us like to live in the past.
Right.
Well, no, I mean, that happened last night. I mean,
that's the past, man.
I guess.
No, it is the past.
I'm speaking on you bringing up high school.
Right. Well, I mean, if I was to bring that up, I'd say that, you know, in 4 years, I went 4-0 against Rockers in varsity soccer. But, you know, that's
there you go.
We don't need to live in the past, right?
It was just the perfect segue to bring up.
That's a perfect segue.
He is.
You know, in his mind, it was a perfect segue, and he still believes that. If you saw how proud of himself he was right now, he's just.
I'm aware.
Well, we hope you can set aside Jake's personal high school triumphs when you get out on the field tonight against the Houston Dynamo. Seth, let's talk about this game. You mentioned it. A point guarantees you guys a playoff spot, but I know you guys are shooting for more than that. You're looking for that top four, maybe even top two finish. And this is kind of that game in hand that you guys have because it was a game that was supposed to be played back when Hurricane Harvey hit. Tell me about the unique challenge of taking on this team tonight and then doing it again on Sunday.
Yeah, it almost sets up a little bit like a home and away playoff series. I think that's something we can hopefully gain a little bit of experience from. But Houston's a very difficult team to play. They're very explosive offensively. They're very good on the counterattack, and they're very good at home. So we're definitely going to have to be on top of our game. We're going to have to be organized and balanced when we're going forward. So we know the challenge it presents, but we also know the implications of playoff seedings and clinching playoff spots and all that comes with it. So we're excited for it. It's going to be should be a fun game.
Usually when you play Houston and had you played there when you were normally scheduled to, it's in the middle of the summer. It's ridiculously hot and humid down there. What's the atmosphere like down in Houston right now? Is it a little bit nicer since you're playing in the fall this time?
Yeah, for Houston, it's not too bad, actually. It's I think I saw a high of the mid-80s or so, and then the low of 72. So I'm hoping 80 or a little lower by game time. So, I mean, we were in Kansas City yesterday, and it got in the 40s, so a little bit different. But relatively speaking, for Houston, it shouldn't be too bad.
Just maybe give us a key or two. What are some of the main important things for you guys to do tonight against this particular Houston team to grind out a result?
Yeah, I think for us, possession is a big part of our game, and that's no different tonight. We want to make sure we're good in possession, and you know, they've got a front line that's pretty attack-minded, and look to get out on the counter, and we have to be aware of them at all times. And we can't lose possession in bad spots. If we lose the ball in bad spots, then we're gonna expose ourselves on a counterattack. So, you know, Houston's always a difficult place to play. It's a difficult stadium to play, and they've been very, very good at home this year. So, like I said, we're gonna have to be on top of our game if we want the result.
Seth, best of luck tonight. Again, 7 o'clock kickoff, Sporting Kansas City at the Houston Dynamo. You can watch it on Fox Sports Kansas City, and you can listen to it on 99.3 FM. Go get them tonight, Seth. Thanks for the time, man.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
That is Seth Sinovic. We'll be right back after this on WHB.